What's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to HarlemGlobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
It is Shoesy. Hello, everybody, and holy shit, what a fucking episode. Just going to go ahead and say it straight away. I think maybe the first 20 minutes of this interview, my mic wasn't connected. See, here's the problem with podcasting. You can't hear yourself, which is very weird. You can hear everybody else but you, and either they didn't notice or they were too polite to point out the fact that my mic just flat out wasn't connected and the audio was shit. And I don't know why it happened. The settings had changed. The mic cord had come out. Whatever the fuck. It was very frustrating and it may have sabotaged the great conversation. And we will find, we'll let you be the judge of that. Because today's guest is returning Shuli Igor. Shuli, of course, from Howard Stern fame and host of the Shuli Network. He's been through some drama since the last time he's been on and all kinds of shit like that. But he was just on today to have a good laugh, have a good time. And I'd like to think that he did for the few seconds that he could hear me. And of course, we were joined by the lovely Lemmy, who, let's be honest, looked fucking amazing. And Shuli Buckman joined us. On and off, because she had quite a weak audio connection, but there you go. I'm overall happy with this episode. The audio stuff is infuriating. I don't know why the settings keep changing. I thought it was done. I thought it was ready to go, but there you go. There's really nothing I can do apart from... I think it's every time StreamYard updates their software or adds a new feature, it fucks up for the rest of us, and then we all get in trouble. We get our settings messed with, so that's the unfortunate thing. And I'm recording this, I'm realizing how my camera is super HD. I've just had it too far away. This has not been my day, and if I get sent to the cringe of the week for WATP, well, fuck it, I deserve it. Anyway, to see the video version of tonight's episode and specifically how Lemmy was looking, go to Hughie Entertainment on YouTube. There will, of course, be the full interview there. You will see it in clip form, all kinds of shit. Don't be afraid to leave a comment. Don't be afraid to hit the like button. Share all that stuff, and of course become a YouTube member, because that sort of shit always ends up helping in the end. And that's everything, really. Everybody plugs their stuff, everybody had a good time, everybody said offensive comments, and it was hopefully not a waste of their time, and hopefully does well on YouTube. But so there we go. We're going to did I plug social media? Fuck it. If you haven't followed me on social media by now, I don't want you following me. There you go. We're going to say hello to Shmuel. We're going to say hello to Lemmy. And of course, we're going to end with saying, Shuli, hello. Husey stumbled through the door, glassy eyes and wanted more. Whiskey breath that screamed out loud, in the bar he was the crowd. Stories flying off his tongue, songs of battles lost and won. Every sip another tale, in the pub he'd never fail. Husey swings and Husey sways, Shamrock nights and funny days. Raise a glass and cheer it on, Husey's legend will live long. I don't like to distract everyone from an exciting time at the Content House. They just live streamed a game of beer pong, and spoiler alert, Anthony Mead won. So there's the rest of your Friday done. But it's, and then Friday, I meant to say Saturday because I'm thinking of the weekend, but someone who I think will have a weekend after I'm done with her, ladies and gentlemen, it is Lemmy. Lemmy, how are you doing today?
I'm feeling pretty good.
And if you want laughter and if you want comedy, there's only one guy I go to, and it is Shul Bachman. Shul, what is up? Good stuff. But the real reason why we're here, of course, today is the man that they affectionately call Shuli Igor. It's the great Shuli. Shuli, how are you doing today?
I'm good. I wish I was as startled as Shmuel, but hopefully I'll get there at some point.
Yes, I always like to say that Shmuel looks like a Deadpool without the mask. Come, my lady. Come, my lady. There we go. Well, the reviews are flying in already so far. We've got Tony from Hack the Movies. This show sucks. Well, you know what, Tony, you're a dirty, greasy you-know-what, and I'm not going to say it, but a friend of mine will.
Big nose, greasy wop.
There you go. It had to be said. But thanks for the toe box. Oh, shit. What have I done? So anyway, Shmuel's gone already. This is going great. So
it's like nobody wants to work with me or something. What the hell?
Where the fuck did Shmuel go?
He might be working some bugs out. I don't know.
Yeah, well, it's always good to do that live on there. So, Shuli, first of all, ahoy.
How we doing?
Pretty good. The first thing I want to ask you about, and I mean, this is from a Twitter debate that I saw a couple of weeks ago, started by, I think it was Carlos Danger, whatever his fat name is this week. There was the debate of two great old friends of yours, Shuli, and I know you love them both. One is this guy, the hilarious Stuttering John.
Fuck you!
Go ahead.
And then, of course, the nicest guy in the world, the human earthworm Jim, Kevin Brennan.
Go suck a dick!
That guy, Kevin Brennan, by the way, is such a nice guy that I think he should be called Kevin, Are You Okay, Brennan? Because wherever he is right now, he's going up to somebody saying, how can I help you?
Right.
Are you all right?
Maybe Kevin just checking in, Brennan.
There we go.
That, because that's a wider, that covers a wider area. You know
what
I mean?
That's what I like to think. But the question I have that was going around is, who has the better career between them? Because you look at Brennan, he never made it to like the mainstream. But he went from stand-up comedy, Saturday Night Live. He wrote a TV show with Norm.
Yeah.
He toured with Louis C.K. He got his own sitcom, Number One Son, back. While Stuttering John worked with, what was his name again? Steven Stern or something?
Robin Quivers, I believe was her name.
Old black woman, by the way.
Saucy black woman. Yes.
So if you were to say, Shuley, who would you say is the has the better career between Kevin Brennan and Stuttering John?
Well, I mean, look, I think we're all focusing on who had the better career rather than who is in a worse position now in life. I think that's really the debate, and that's the race that everybody's like, it's a coin toss, you know? You don't know. I mean, you named all those things Kevin has done, and now the man is confined to a room with a foam finger that he holds up screaming, I'm number one. Nobody talks to him. He's, you know, they'll let ISIS people into the Comedy Cellar before they let Kevin Brennan into the fucking Comedy Cellar. He's like done. And he had all these opportunities. John, his opportunities dried up years ago, and he's just been faking it ever since. It's we're in a mental hospital going, who's the crazier out of these two in these rooms? You know what I mean?
That's the thing about Stuttering John. The drying up that he actually needs is not his career. But
yeah.
You like that one, Shmuel?
I do. But I got a question. Is Kevin doing the best that he can? I mean, is this where all these old guys wind up? How many 65-year-old comedians are out on the road, right? Remember Freddie Roman?
It's also a numbers game. If he can make more money not traveling every other weekend or not going into the city and can, you know, triple, quadruple his money sitting at home doing this, which is easy, you know, at least he used to book guests in the past and he would do it. Now it's just he sees a racket. He's exploiting it for everything it's worth. He's got the show doesn't develop. It doesn't grow. It's only gone backwards. So
he's in decline.
Yeah. Listen, he's just using this till the wheels fall off, you know?
But in this Stuttering John thing, right? Didn't you guys like he really could have been making money off of all this the last couple of years. So is John just stupid and,
yep.
Kevin just evil?
Next question. Yep. Next question. Absolutely. Yeah. He's one of the dumbest human beings I've ever. And I've worked with a lot of dumb people and not their fault. You know, this guy, he's just we do the blunder years where we listen to old stuff from K-Rock days. And have you guys met a person that hasn't changed one bit in 30 plus years?
He is the Stuttering John is the real life version of Joey Lawrence or Johnny Lawrence from Karate Kid or Cobra Kai. Spoiler alert.
Right. Joey Lawrence was from Blossom. Whoa. That was Joey Lawrence.
There was a lot of Jews in that show.
Well, just one. It looked like a lot. It was just one with a huge nose.
They're all over.
Oh, yeah. The famous Russo nose. I remember Blossom well. Ironically, what we didn't realize is that the title of the show was not about her name, it was about her leg fat, which blossomed over the years. But at the same time with Brennan, I don't know if you've seen it yet, but last night it was like it should have been called The Passion of the Cunt, where he had a Carmex on there. Oh, yeah, right, Kevin, with his fucking Roddy Piper voice. And Brennan just like flogged him. For it seemed like, was it like 7 hours long of Brennan just yelling at him and calling him a dick and Carmack just going, yeah, I think, well, maybe you got a point there, Kevin, but they're being a little bit harsh there, you know? And then you just think like how the fuck did this guy just sit in the room with the pen going, hey, Norm MacDonald, what about this idea for our TV show? To now, this is what Brennan, that's why I think Brennan's so angry because as part of him sits back there going, what the fuck happened? How did I was in an arena with Louis C.K. Now I'm in my bedroom yelling at fucking a Beaker with a hairlip. What do you think?
Are you asking me what I think about? Oh, what was the question? I'm sorry.
It was a long one.
Yeah. No, the
it Brennan was incredibly long. Dude, I'm high as hell. So,
yeah.
That was
some slack, bro. Jesus Christ,
for real.
Man. Like,
let me just giggle at the jokes, bro. Don't nail me with one of those.
Right. What stage cancer do I think he has? Keep it short and simple, you know?
Yeah.
But when it comes to overall careers, Lemmy, who do you think's had the better one? Stuttering John or Brennan?
I think absolutely Kevin Brennan. And also Kevin Brennan has the potential to continue whatever he's doing. Because whether you like him or not, there is like a very dark and darling factor to Kevin Brennan. And he is doing the bare minimum because that's what's getting him the money that he wants. And if he wants to put effort into it, he absolutely will. And he could, but his bare minimum happens to be fucking hilarious. So.
Wow. She's really high.
Yeah.
But the thing, I have a picture of I got Kevin Brennan in Tuna Town on my phone. I'm a low key fan, dude. I lurk,
get it. It's
just
all good.
I'm not active in the chat.
Nobody's perfect. I mean, it's all good. We all have our flaws.
That's all I'm here to say, really. But then, flawed individual.
I suppose when you look at their careers overall, Brennan, despite getting his own sitcom for that 28 minutes, and he did also get to play Santa Claus on Spin City. We've got to give him credit for that. But he never really had like the massive fall from grace. Whereas Stuttering John, like, it's basically he's kind of like the cross between Johnny from Cobra Kai and Mickey Rourke in The Wrestler, where it's like, how did this happen? How did you used to be on the Tonight Show and hanging out with Quentin Tarantino? And now you're lucky if fucking Jake Hudson can find time to fit you into his busy schedule of eating his own shit and trying to have sex with his own fucking cats.
Well, tell us how you really feel, first of all. I don't think you should sugarcoat anything. Second, both these guys are a slave to the cash grab, the quick money, the easy money. That is where they're at now. John made the best money he's made since he returned, showing a picture of his fridge. Okay. Kevin, I remember him making $100 to send Rob Saul the link back when Rob Saul was destroying his wife on his show, saying awful shit about Kevin's wife. And for $100, he said, who gives a fuck? He sent him the link. And, you know, those are two dudes that will do anything for the money. So why would you expect them to change? Why would you expect their show to change? Anybody could put effort in, but why would they? They don't want to. They'll just keep getting it when they can.
I would say, though, it would be better to be Kevin Brennan than Stuttering John, because Brennan at least does these crazy things such as sees his family. And
we don't know that for a fact. I mean, those are rumors. Vicious rumors, but we don't know that.
No, I think he does. Like, I don't think they like seeing them, but I think he sees them nonetheless. But
I like the fact that we know so much less about that than we do about Stuttering John's kids. Honestly.
Yeah. No, that's the way it
should
be.
That's respectable. It is.
You shouldn't be talking about your kids. If you're telling stories about your kids, then you ain't got shit to talk about.
Yeah, I think that the thing about Brennan is that he's actually kind of smart. Well, like, we should know that Knight Melendez has a fucking big hairy penis with a set of lovely big juicy veiny gropey balls. That's not our business, right, Shmuel?
Is that the one he wrote, Shmuel? Is that he wrote that for you?
Yeah, no, because that's the Knight Melendez issue, right? Is that he does not have a big set of hairy balls.
He's got a cunt still.
Apparently. Yeah. I look at these two guys. I would say that Kevin's in a better position. I think John has.
Yeah. Mossad shut him up.
Yeah.
Happens. There he is.
Yeah. Shmuel, yeah. We got, I think, John had, and then you froze.
I would say John had the better career for the time that he had a career. But I think I would think Kevin is maximizing what he has left. Selling his soul to do it, but he's making money.
Yeah, but then with Brennan, you could at least say that he maintained at that level of C. the whole time for his career, and then he chose to retire while Stuttering John went from being really hilarious on The Tonight Show. So many great times of him doing hilarious stuff. Remember the time, Shuli, he mispronounced somebody's name?
Yeah, I have it right here.
Ali Farka Tora.
There was that one. And then who can forget?
Nyo Mokhtar.
Yeah, just to name a few. But yeah, he's hilarious.
Yeah, but he went from working for Jay Leno to moving pinball machines within about 4 months.
Whoa. Don't just jump over the roast business that he had for a little bit, where you could hire them to roast you at a birthday or wedding. Because who doesn't love a good roast at a wedding, right?
True, although who needs to hire Stuttering John when you can just make sure that your in-laws are drinking and they will come over to explain to you about why your penis has ruined their lives. Right, Lemmy?
Right.
My point was is that John made twice the money that Brennan's made in half the...
Yeah. Shmuel, I think your digital background is messing with your connection.
I have a wired connection. Let me go out and I will be back.
Yeah, all right. Sounds good.
No, but I would say that if there, because I've also, there's a poll question up, is who's had the better career? And it seems like they're going with Brennan. Plus, I would say, even though it wasn't a success, getting your own sitcom is kind of a big deal. There's a great joke in there of, that was my Friday Orange. Do you remember that joke?
From who? From Kevin?
From Number One Son.
No, I do not. I do not.
You're going to laugh.
Yeah.
Okay. So his wacky brother moves in. Don't laugh. I'm going to let it finish. It's genius writing. So Brennan's this guy. He's got a serious life. He's having a good time. Then his fucking brother turns up at his house, and his brother's all like relaxed and easygoing, but a little bit crazy, but a lot of fun.
Wow.
And Brennan's like, "Where's my orange?" And he looks over and he picks up his orange, and it's got a whole load of pencils stuck in it. And he goes, "Ah, that was my Friday orange, huh?"
Oh fuck!
That's good shit, right, Lemmy? and shockingly,
I take back everything I ever said.
Yeah,
I'm taking the sticker off my phone too. Fuck, that's bad.
Right, is my audio low? By the way,
no. I wish during that last joke telling it was, but no.
Wait a minute. Well, can you take over for a second?
Sure. Oh, who were you asking?
No, it's connected. I'm just trying to. Is this better now?
You sound great to me.
You sound all right. Tap it. Is it connected? Yeah, it's not running through that, I don't think.
Ashley's in the chat. She might be able to help.
Your mic isn't connected. Be right back.
Like,
here's a song in the meantime.
Summer loving had me a blast. Summer loving happened so fast. I met a girl crazy for me. Met a boy cute as could be. It jumped up when I had the chance.
Is this any better?
It's worse.
Yeah.
No.
Wow. This is great.
Are we
sure this isn't Schmuel talk?
I was gonna say, where are we? The content motel? Come on.
Is this any better now?
Much. There you are.
Now we can hear that babble clearly. Go ahead.
Excellent. Well, speaking of which, in the meantime, there have been a few chats coming in, and shockingly, some are making fun of us.
Well, I don't know. Maybe we should redo that whole segment again since your mic wasn't connected. So, guys, who do you think had a better career?
I was thinking. Have you ever seen Number One Son?
I have. Can I tell you this? I have a poll question. Get it warmed up and then read the chats. But here's the question. Who is hiding their gayness better? Rob Saul or Carmack? There we go. Toss up. Think about it.
Neither.
Well,
neither.
Well, then let's rephrase the question.
Listen, hold on. I don't think Carmack is gay. I think Carmack is on cocaine.
Okay.
There's a difference. I've seen completely straight dudes on cocaine that are just, you know, more jazzed up. You know what I mean?
Okay. So, okay.
I attribute Carmack's thing.
So you're saying it's not his lifestyle, it's cocaine getting him the Bob Fosse, you know, jazz hands from time to time. Okay, gotcha. Yeah. Respect.
No, I think lower Rob Saul your testosterone. Is, I wish I could say the gayest F word with the hardest GP. Respectfully.
Okay.
Yeah, well, I don't think Carmack is hiding it at all. I think he's even gone to the stage of having a beard. Like, Rob Saul doesn't pretend to have a girlfriend. I don't believe for one second that Carmack has banged Felicia. I don't see how he could. I don't see how she could bang him. He looks like a fucking Muppet with a human AI filter. She looks like David Bowie from the Man Who Sold the World album cover. See, this guy gets it. It's one of my topical references.
It was a good pull.
Yeah, and there's no way that they could look at each other and go, I'm ready for sex, aren't you? And they go, well, sure, I haven't had sex in about 10 years, but the first thing I want to do is eat your box after traveling all day. And she's like, anytime you want to eat my box, son, it's for yours. And it's like they're an ugly couple of fucking wankers outside and in. And the fact that she's now broken up with him or whatever the fuck, and he's in total denial, and he's going after Airy Jane, and but because she sent Pat Dixon a fucking... How big is Pat Dixon's dick? His fucking dick has created so many podcasts. Like...
Surely you've met Pat, right? You know Pat.
Yeah, I haven't seen his dick, but go ahead.
There's always a few guys that you meet, regardless of dick size. There's always a few guys that you meet in your life that for some reason are just a pussy magnet. And you can't really explain it, but it's like...
Look who's talking.
Every chick that looks at them is just like enamored of them. You know?
Yeah.
And that's the way it is with Dixon. It's so strange. It's like you just hang out with Pat and it's... Women are just, they just swoon. I don't know if it's the voice or they can see something.
No, you know what it is? A lot of women like the idea of knowing there's a guy that'll choke the shit out of them at one point. And you know what? That's what Pat brings to the table, and God bless him for it. Pat, it's a joke. Don't break my jaw. Thanks.
He would never do it, but I guess the potential.
Is that what it is? You never know.
Yeah, but I think that, I don't think Rob is gay.
Can I present Exhibit A?
Oh, look at this.
Okay, thank you. The defense rests.
So I'd like to retract my statement and say, I think that Rob is gay.
Yeah.
No, but Carmack is fabulously camp. Like, I heard that he actually farts blood. That's how gay that he is.
And glitter, dude.
Yeah, he pisses glitter. And he actually, you know the way Steve Austin cracks two beers together? Carmack cracks two dicks together. And glitter comes out of the helmet and he's like, oh, yum, yum, lovely, come for me. I deserve to do this, Kevin. And I think that the first thing he did, if he saw Felicia naked, he goes, can I smell your holes to see what Pat Dixon's penis tastes like? I think that's a direct quote. Right, Shmuel?
Oh,
he got offended and left. So to sum up, I think Kevin Brennan is doing better than Stutterman John.
Shit, garbage.
All right.
Okay, so a couple of chats here. It's 169 Canadian. Get it, Lemmy?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, nice. Dirty animal.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. two short long dogs, thanks for the dope bones. To my fellow MOT, shalom.
Shalom Aleichem.
Ah, yes. Hey, did you hear in the news about the Israel and Palestine stuff?
Hell yeah, man. Hell yeah.
Nuts. See, if it was up to me, I think they should come to an end of that war, right?
No. I got the over. Keep it going. Make some money on this thing. Let's go.
From just do it. Thanks for the fiver. Surely any truth to the rumors. You and Lady KX started Kid Meanie for the SJ tips.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
You banger.
100%. Yeah. Those 100%. Are true. Yep.
100%.
Oh, I'd like to bang Kate Meanie mostly because she looks like Ozzy Osbourne.
That's the best Felicia impression I've heard yet. Stop doing that. That's great.
Here's a nice one for you, Shirley. For $5.99 for $4.99 from Ned Beatty. Lemmy, do you want to read that one? It'll sound nicer coming from you.
Shirley, do you not have any embarrassment that your career is literally just making fun of one guy? Like, don't you have any creative integrity?
Well, look, when I stop working with Mike Morse, I'll stop goofing on him. But until then, that's what I enjoy to do. So fuck you and fuck Mike Morse. Thank you.
Yeah, it's got to be a sheer hell for you, surely, to have this really stress-free job where you can just walk into a room next door to your bedroom and record while also having a lot of free time to hang out with your family and watch Number One Son on YouTube and stuff like that.
Yeah, Don't forget, I'm running a whole school here at my house, too. I homeschool. I have K through 12. And, so it's not that much off time. But when I get it, I do enjoy it, Husey. Absolutely. We have a couple pools, boat. Life is good. Life is good over here.
See? Here's another nice one from Ned. Go ahead, Lemmy.
It's all right.
Shuly, more harmful to your career. One, your best friend / producer being a pedo, or okay. Two, getting sued by Stuttering John.
I mean, is that first of all, my career? what do you think's happening career wise for me that can hurt me at this point? Absolutely nothing.
You know, the one thing that I think is a shame about this lawsuit, surely, is that there is zero footage of Stuttering John bragging about his income since that. So that would be like, saying, well, I can't even think of an analogy. I'm too, I'm getting a contact high from Lemmy. But it's so fucking insane, and the endless, like, literal video footage of I know they were taping the calls.
Like, it's pretty amazing. He's an amazing guy. He went on Friday night, late night last night, came back and got wasted more. And the more wasted he got, the more stuff he started saying. And so I guess somebody got a hold of him and he made the show. He took the show offline from last night because he wasn't saying such smart things while he's caught up in a lawsuit. But don't worry. We got it.
Yeah, I can't believe that you're trying to say that Stuttering John would do something that made him look really bad in public. It's almost like you're making it up.
I just want to say anybody who comes up with a plan or a scheme and it includes John being a part of it, it's not going to work out. He will ruin it every single time.
I don't know why people are going out so much. They make fun of Stuttering John. I mean, so what if he made fun of Carl's dad for having cancer or made fun of producer Chris's young daughter for having cancer? He was on The Tonight Show. If you've met Matt Damon, you can say that stuff.
Yeah. Well, if you remember, those people drew First Blood. And if we all remember the classic movie First Blood, they, gave him a hard time when he looked different. He was in town And then he immediately wished cancer on everybody's family in the movie. So it, it's real life, you know, art imitates real life or vice versa.
Which is ironic because in Rambo 5, the really good one, Last Blood.
Is that
he's
the cartel?
That was a good one when he goes, and then I went, that's good writing.
There's only one line in that movie I understood. Get in the tunnel. That was it.
And a little do we know that the last blood came out of his arse when he shits because he's so old that there's something wrong with his prostate. Speaking of which, we've got a Juggalette Jane with a cartoon photograph of what Lemmy looks like tonight, by the way. Shmuel, would you like to read this one, Earthworm Jim?
Juggle it.
Go ahead, Lemmy, you read it.
Good question.
Husey, would you rather be a stutterer with a smelly feet or a hack who covers for pedophiles?
Only if the pedophiles were white. But the I'm going to say, though, with pedophiles, go ahead, let me defend them.
Nope. No.
Okay. Well, maybe later. But basically, I just can't wait for I know why Stuttering John deleted the stream, because Vince DeLauro went on and accidentally said, you know, the vinegar word.
Well, that was the first stream. He came on again late last night. He was up very late for some reason. I don't know how or why he has the energy for a guy who goes to bed at 8 o'clock every night. I don't know, but he was up pretty late and said some interesting stuff.
Coke, you say that louder, please.
I was just saying, he just came in. It was unusual. That's all.
Nobody can hear what you're saying.
No, I just thought it was odd. It was like 8. Usually he goes to bed at 8. Last night he was having a ball. So it was like, I don't know. I don't know what happened.
An 8 ball?
What? I didn't say that.
Am I Adam Sandler? Am I Adam Sandler in your jokes and just flat out explaining the punchline?
Yeah.
And that being said, Happy Gilmore 2 cost $152 million to make, by the way.
And it's so different from the book. You know, the book was so much better.
But it's just so ridiculous that Eminem thought that's going to be my comeback in the cinema. I did 8 Mile, and then I waited 20 years and I've come back, Happy Gilmore 2, and I think it was well worth the wait. Right, Lemmy?
I still didn't finish it, and I won't.
Yeah. No spoilers.
No, I don't care. I don't give a fuck.
Well, you
fuck
shouldn't.
Adam Sandler forever. I was a fan. I was a fan since, oh my God. My parents rented Happy Gilmore, and I caught like the last 10 minutes of it. And I thought it was going to be a boring ass fucking golf movie that my parents rented. Mm. And it wasn't. It was like my entrance into fucking Adam Sandler land. And I fell in love with Adam Sandler, dude. I went back to like going overboard. Okay. Babes ahoy. Mm-hmm, that I loved Adam Sandler. I gave him shot after shot after shot, and then he made it Happy Gilmore 2, and then he crushed me. He crushed my love for him into dust.
Well, I wouldn't get too upset, because coming up next is Grown Ups 3. The long-awaited third part of the banger story. So to end the poll, I just ended the poll of the Brennan Stuttering John thing. Brennan won with 59%. I do think that Brennan had a better career overall. He was able to maintain at a low level while Stuttering John steals money from his mom while he does coke in her house. He's basically the real life version of Sideways.
I'm just picturing Kevin with two foam fingers now. You know, he won this poll and whatever else.
I've got to say, though, I would love to see Kevin Brennan on coke. Like that would be a stream to see. Shmuel's actually doing his Brennan impression right now. Look at that skin complexion.
I know, it's all red. Do I have sound at all?
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, okay, good. Sorry. Yeah. I've been sitting here quietly because I didn't think I could be heard. But not that anybody would want to hear me.
That's the good positive ambition in life to have.
Listen, none of them want to see me, but I'm here. Who gives a shit? You know what I mean?
But yeah. Look, not to be serious, but is it? I mean, John's story is obviously sadder than Kevin's.
I wouldn't even say that John's
funny when you had it, right? How you could have parlayed that into anything, and yet here he is drinking Busch Lights in Cape Coral.
But the reason why I don't feel sorry for Stuttering John at all is because when he did have that kind of money, he wasn't using it to help support his kids. And that's not even like my opinion. Like that's like a literal legal fact. He didn't help them the way he should when he could. Now he brags about, I just want to do the best to help out my son. I mean, daughter, whatever the fuck. I don't know this week. And that's why I think, fuck him, and on this instance, I'm Team KB.
I agree.
Same.
I put up a new poll for people to enjoy. Is it, should they keep doing Content House? They've been getting pretty insulted online. I watched this a couple of minutes earlier, and they were playing a ping pong or beer pong, and for the first time, they somehow figured a way to stream it in 480p, which I didn't even know was possible, but there you go. But of course, Shmuel mentioned the need to be serious, which brings me to my next topic and one that will catch Lemmy's ears. Just recently, Sirius Satellite Radio, you know those ones, surely?
Oh, yeah, I'm familiar with their work.
They just broke new ground with a groundbreaking idea that will break new ground.
Go ahead.
They figured out a way for the people paying public to be able to hear all Metallica songs, not whenever they want, but on a 24-hour period. So there's never been a service invented where you can just randomly go play the songs in any order. Now they'll choose it for you. This is going to be fucking huge, no?
Yeah, I mean, this is the pilot. Yeah. Yeah, go ahead, Lemmy. Sorry.
Sorry.
No, go ahead, let me, please.
As somebody who, I love Metallica, so I would love a channel that I could just pop on and I didn't have to fucking curate a playlist and just randomly fucking throw on Metallica all day. That'd be dope. There's a good side to that. I would listen to that.
But can't you do that on like iTunes or iPods or whatever the fucking kids use these days?
I don't use that shit. I don't use Sirius either, so it really doesn't matter, but that's all right. That's kind of cool.
Somebody send Lemmy some Metallica songs, please. I didn't know you had no way to listen to Metallica right now.
That's, I do. Right. I use YouTube Premium, and if I feel like listening to Metallica, I'll just play some Metallica on my YouTube, but I don't know. If Sirius wants to pay Metallica more money just to exist and have music on their platform, I see no harm in it. The Dabbleverse exists, so I see absolutely no harm in Metallica being on Sirius. None whatsoever. My bar is just so up here these days.
But Husey, aren't you saying that you don't get to pick the song you want to listen to? You have to listen to what they're playing?
Yeah, so it's basically, they figured out a way to do the alternative of an iPod or Spotify, and then hopefully that they'll play a song. You ever heard this Metallica song called Enter Sandman?
Yeah, it's your Spotify. If you search up Metallica and you go to their page and you hit shuffle, that's the Metallica channel. That's it.
Yeah. But now these fucking dicks at Sirius expect people to pay to fucking hear it. And it kind of brings me to my second point with all that shit is that in 9 days or 2 days or whatever, Howard Stern. Ever heard of that guy, Shuli?
Hashem? Yes, I've heard of him.
Well, he's making an announcement or talking about whatever he's doing next, and I'm sure it'll be interesting. He'll either keep doing a radio show that nobody listens to, or he'll retire and do stuff that nobody cares about. But do you think, Shuli, if Stern did say he's quitting Sirius and he was like starting off like a podcast, do you think that would actually work out? Because I generally don't think it would work out. Like, I think he's become a shit interviewer. Like, he had Bruce Springsteen on, and I'm gay as fuck for Bruce Springsteen. But those interviews were so shit that I almost turned against Bruce, and not in a sexual way. I thought this was, get ready, boring in the USA.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, and I thought, but he's lost his skills, and he seems to want to do therapy instead of interviews. So surely if Stern went into podcasting, do you think it would work out? Or...
Yeah, I think it would work for the people that like the show that he's doing now. I think they would follow him and support him over there. But there's no going back. It's not like he's going to do a podcast and start interviewing strippers and asking them general knowledge questions. So if there's a market for it, then Sirius will re-sign him. It's not like, you know, it's not like they're paying him shit money over there. So if it's still and to circle back to the Metallica channel, you know, the reason why Sirius does that is because it gets it out into the press. And I'm sure it does sell some subscriptions because of these hardcore diehard Metallica fans that if they don't have Sirius will want to support. Is it as strong as it was 10, 15 years ago when they were doing it? Probably not, because of podcasting, because of Spotify and Pandora and all these things. So, but it's a system that's the problem from day one at Sirius, in my opinion, is they had the ability to do something so different. They didn't have to be confined by the boundaries that terrestrial radio had, and every person they hired to run the thing was radio people. And so they just ran it like radio from day one. Shitty formats, repeating themselves, shitty, the 80s channel, you know, everybody, Carolla used to have a rap about, you know, every hour is Hungry Like a Wolf is playing, you know, and it's like, they had a chance to do something different and everybody just did what they knew. And so now here we are, you know, you got the same thing happening in the satellite that's happening in the radio. It's dying.
Yeah, I think that but I don't really think Stern's helping much. Like, there was an interview he did, I think it was like 2 years ago, with Mick Jagger, and Mick Jagger cut it short because it was so fucking dull that even Mick's like, I really don't have the time to waste.
I mean, I don't know what people are expecting Howard to do. He's doing a show from home where they're paying him, you know, multi millions of dollars, and they're like, what, he's just done working? Yeah. He's done. This is as mail it in as it's going to get. And people still tune in for it. Like, there's still an audience that loves him. He's still, you know, he's still the man that revolutionized radio. There's no taking that away from him.
He's KB without the karmic.
Oh, fuck. It's true. Karmic is, Brennan does have his own whack pack. Just this, they're all actually getting paid, which is a shame. The stack pack. But so, seriously, guys.
Surely, do you think that Stern still thinks he's Stern?
He is, like, though.
Does he have any reality of what he's done to himself or what, how he's viewed? Or does he still think he's the Howard of the 90s?
Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know. I know he's probably not out there reading comments and looking at shit. And I know they've gone out of their way to make sure that public comments aren't seen in certain social media platforms. So I don't know. You know, the calls calling into the show, it's, you know, it used to be where you can call in with pretty much anything and you'd at least get put on hold, or they'd tell you now. Now everything's, you know, very closely monitored. So, you know, if you make a world around you where there's nothing wrong, then how do you know when something's wrong, right?
There's probably a room with 100 people in Bangalore taking out positive Stern comments every day just for Sirius.
Yeah, who knows?
I love racism. But the thing about Stern, I think if he did go into podcasting, it would be it's almost too late for that, because even podcasts are dying off and everybody's going live and streaming to Twitch or Kick or YouTube or whatever. And I can't imagine Stern going $2 from Carmack's hairy lip. Where's Artie? I don't want to take questions from Artie. Only $5 bucks or more for Artie.
There's no way. There, maybe he does a podcast interview format that he can now sell to, you know, maybe even back to Sirius, where they just air his podcast. Or, you know, I mean, they were so anti-podcast for a while, and then all of a sudden it just flipped, and they're offering, you know, Joe Rogan to come do his podcast there. They're offering Carolla, you know. The podcasting completely, like, T-boned them. They didn't think it was going to be as big as it was, for sure. But that's what happens when you have people who just ran radio their whole life doing this shit.
I just think that whatever Stern does next, it's not going to be successful, and especially because I remember when Donald Trump, you know, the guy from Home Alone 2?
Fuck yeah.
Well, he went into politics, right, and became president, I think it says here on this note. When he went back into office, Stern, for like 24 hours, seemed like he was going to change personalities. And he was like, well, let's see what happens, and let's see if he changes this time, and let's see if it's any different. And then right away, the next day,
I don't want you listening if you're a Trump voter. This show is not for you. Go away.
And you just think, This fucking guy's gone, and nobody wants to hear any more of that woke positivity shit. We want to hear dirt. We want to hear good interviews where people bring up stories that they shouldn't really say. And the only place you can get that is on Shmuel Bachman's show, right, Shmuel?
Wops away.
Wops away?
Yeah, that's his catchphrase. Or you don't watch?
Wops ahoy.
Yeah. Wops ahoy.
Wops ahoy. I like Wops away. Nobody's using that.
But, of course, Shirley, we mentioned earlier the wonderful process of the lawsuit with Stuttering John, which we all
know.
No
comment, Husey. No, don't even say lawsuit.
Sorry, go ahead.
But it's just sort of just as we're wrapping up, it's about, like, with the whole Dabbleverse stuff and that. We've now got this insane shit going on with Aaron and Nick Riccata, where it's just like, I don't see who's winning in that. Like, people are picking sides, and it's like, okay, but who's really winning? And then you get Stuttering John, who, it's more of a nuisance than anything, because it's just because everybody knows this case is going to get dropped or thrown out, and it's just the fact that it's happening is annoying. So do you think that this whole thing is going too far?
Yeah, I think, you know, this is a guy who is one of the most sensitive people ever out there, who claims he's a great ball buster and loves to bust people's balls, which, that's fine. But most people who are like that are okay with getting it thrown back at them. It's a give and take. And he can't take any kind of ball busting, any type of criticism, any type of disagreeing with him. It's all got to be his way, or automatically you've wronged him somehow. You know, this was always about his performance on his podcast. That's what we always busted balls about, and that's all we did. And then it got taken to much darker areas, because of him not being able to handle jokes, his balls being busted, and, you know, the people he surrounds himself with kind of pushing him in this direction to do more and more radical shit. And then it stops being fun, and it gets personal, and it gets way too fucking heavy. It's just about busting balls, and feel free to send it back our way. You know, we're fine with that. And yeah, it's ridiculous that it's at this point. And hopefully, you know, the justice will prevail.
Mm. Yeah. But my whole thing, like, when you a bit of a manly burp on the air, fuck yeah.
That a but, girl.
Like, but the thing about the Amhold stuff, for me, it was just like, even before all these court filings happened, there was people getting involved in this feud between him and Nick that had nothing to do with either one of them. Like, there was a guy called, I think his name is Cheese Lemmy.
Yeah.
And
Cheeseburger Pie. Yep.
Yeah. And
shout out Cheese.
And, yeah. but don't shout him out, because he actually went to Aaron Imholtz's house and was outside his house.
Now, I love him in like a bless his heart sort of way. Like,
right.
Bless his sweet, drunk, stupid heart.
That's not cool, man. It's, and that's, you know, that's the thing with this. I know John likes to say, we send people here, we send people there. We've always said just the opposite, you know. Don't get involved in somebody's personal life, whether they have a family, whether they don't. You know, I don't talk about, but there's shit that's going on over here that, like, it's ridiculous, you know, and there's no need for it. There's no need for it. Just sit back and watch the show. Nobody's asking you to be a part of it.
Because that's what this whole thing, when we talk about it getting all serious, like, I genuinely don't know what would be the end of this karmic and Felicia and Pat Dixon stuff, because she apparently last night, she started off a show talking about Mr. Kill Everything and then went on like a 2-hour-long show ranting about Pat Dixon. Like, get the fuck over it. Like, you're mentally ill if you can't get over it by now. It was years ago.
Yeah, I mean, I think here's how I see it ending. Kevin milking every penny out of these two morons for as long as he can. And as soon as that well runs dry, he'll throw them out like he does all the other retards in his cast.
Yeah, but then when will it stop? Because he always needs his next batch of complete idiots. And
he'll find them. They're like planes circling the runway. They're all waiting to land. He's got a farm
Dave
team.
Sarah will get more airtime. That's what happened. Dave Sarah and Stevie Lou will come back. I miss you, Stevie Lou.
Lemmy's 100% correct. You got the people in the dugout that are on the bench, and they're like, hey man, if the starters get hurt, that means playing time for us. Let's go. If you don't think those two are up to shenanigans behind the scenes to get rid of the Felicia karmic storyline, yeah, come on, don't be an idiot.
But what do you think then about this steel toe and Nick Riccitto?
Gay.
Yeah, I just think that, like, I cannot predict how that ends. Like, they're never going to let it go. Nick is a lawyer, but he seems to be obsessed with dragging it out. And it's just like, I think it's going too far. I think it's a pylon on Aaron that's really going too far. And yeah, it makes you worry for what may happen. Like, would the stress get to him? If he loses his YouTube show, what's he going to do? I think that's why people need to, as you mentioned, watch the show or don't watch the show. Just don't get involved.
Yeah, I mean, the guy's got, you know, herpes breaking out on his face. Like, he's going through some stuff, you know, and I'm sure Nick. But look, it's not like Aaron let his foot off the gas when he was talking about Nick and Nick's kids and his wife when Nick wasn't saying anything. You know, and Aaron was making good money talking about all that shit back then. And he, you know, was shitting on April. He was shitting on anyone and everyone. It was all drama 24/7. And he made the best money he's made probably ever doing that show during that time. So it's a fucked up situation because kids are involved and all of this is on the internet for a long, long time. So that's kind of fucked up.
It is.
Yeah.
And but at the same time, I'd have to say, I don't really think Aaron does himself any favors. Like, just do your show. Don't talk about real life stuff. It's affecting too many people around you. And I think it's a shame. But here's a good comment by Goody Two Shoes. Karmic's arc has run its course, or he'll need to go into overdrive and start abusing substances again. And that is the addiction to attention that's going on with so many people. And it's like they need a story. They need a drama. and it's getting way more than let's snipe stream Shuli or let's do parodies of fucking Carl. Now it's like let's destroy one of his tires before he drives and see what happens. Right, Libby?
Let's bankrupt him with legal fees. Yeah, it's a crazy escalation.
Hey, could you put your hat on backwards, Lemmy?
No, man, I gotta represent fucking Onion, dude.
No, we'll just see what happens. Yeah. See?
You couldn't put one more in there?
Woo-hoo!
Thank you.
So I think to sum up on this diner note, everybody's going to end up killing each other.
Well,
somebody's
I was just
end up dead.
I was just thinking, like, you could have, like, you know, when they read off the names 9/11 during the, you could do the same thing with people on YouTube who wanted attention and then ran the fuck the other way the second they got it, right? Like, people that were on the other side of the fence going, I'd like to be a part of that. I could do that. And then they try it. And next thing you know, your whole fucking personal life is on the internet, your family, and they're fucking gone, you know? And it's a fucking, it's the sick part of this shit, dude. It really is. It sucks.
Yeah. Cause that's sort of I seen the lovely Jim Stansel was in an argument on Twitter the other day.
Shout out to Stansel, big fan.
Where somebody says it's his fault to what happened to Ski Mask because they said that he encouraged that type of behavior, and then look what happened to Ski. He overdid it, and you just think that. I just think all this shit's going to happen more and more. I think it's sad because I still love a lot of these Dabbleverse shows, but now it's all getting so serious, and everyone's falling out. People are trying to meet up to fight all this stuff. You just think, oh, fuck.
I know. I was thinking of starting a backyard boxing thing, but just for Dabbleverse foes that they can come and air their grievances out, you know, like men with gloves in a backyard.
Gummy Chainsaw did it the best. He did it with a video game. He created all of us and let us duke it out in the fucking ring like idiots.
Yeah. Listen,
awesome.
I'm not looking to physically fight another human being at 50 years old. Sorry to disappoint everyone in the dab. You act like such a tough guy. Do I? I've been wearing the same shorts for 2 days. I'm not that tough. All right. I'm just a guy trying to get through the fucking day like everybody else. And where the fuck is Shmuel?
I know. I only organized this episode to get to talk to him, but alas, I got fucked over right again, Kevin.
He's a celebrity, dude. He does what he wants.
He is. He bucks man at his own time. But Lemmy, what plugs do you have, which I will stick down below in the clickbait clips?
Go follow me on Twitter, Zero, Little Lemmy Zero. That's where I do most of the whatever stuff, and on YouTube just at Little Lemmy, just go hang out there, and Twitch Little Lemmy. I'm Little Lemmy pretty much everywhere, so
that's right, those memberships are open. And Shmuley, of course you'll be plugging your backyard boxing, the BYB podcast soon. What else do you have to plug for the boys and girls?
You can follow our lawsuit over at Once Over with Kaylee. She does a great job with Luigi recapping stuff. And there's TSN, you know, come on over, hang out. We got a good one for you tomorrow night. I believe John's show that mysteriously disappeared. We will be diving into that Sunday night. So should be fun. And thank you, as always, Husey. Lemmy, you're an OG. Great seeing you. I hope all is well. And Husey, you know, you're a scumbag. And I barely understood anything you said. And Shmuel, go fuck yourself. Thanks for nothing. Really.
There we go.
I thought we're supposed to stick together. Fucking Jew just fucking bails on me. An asshole.
Shmuel's Jewish?
Is he? I think he's born again. Born again Jew? Is that possible?
Yeah, he's born again. But anyway.
He looks like he survived a gas chamber.
He looks like he... He looks like he deserves the gas chamber.
He's the first Jewish lobster I've ever seen today. It was good.
And the end of the second poll was, should they keep doing the content house? No, they should not. So there you go. Fuck the content house. It may be fun to be there, but Jesus Christ, is it badly produced and organized? Anyway, that's enough for me. Thanks, everybody, for watching, and goodbye.
Free Frank Pellegrino.
And if you leave me now, you take away the biggest part of me. Ooh, baby, please don't go.
Okay, thank you, Shmuel. Thank you, Shuli. And thank you, lovely Lemmy. One of the best people to record with, and that's the end of that. What we've got going on in the background, as I'm sure you can hear, what is that music? Well, that music you can hear is Voyager by Daft Punk. So there you go. I should have mentioned it at the start, but you should have listened to the end first. Voyager by Daft Punk. They will probably have a big, successful career now, thanks to me plugging them. You're very welcome, lads. Money and success, ahoy. I want to thank everybody for listening. Thank you, Shuli, and everybody else for coming on the episode. Very sorry about the mic. I don't know why it fucking happened, but I refuse to accept any responsibility for the stuff that I can easily take control of. There you go. Thanks to everyone for listening, and it is Shuji. Bye-bye.
'Looking for something new? Try fencing, the Olympic and Paralympic sport that mixes speed, strategy, and fun. It's like chess meets cardio. Quick feet, quick decisions, and a satisfying beep when you score a point. Kids, teens, and adults can start anytime. No experience needed, and many clubs have loaner gear. Coaches teach fundamentals and safety from day one. Find a beginner class near you at usafencing.org/tryfencing. That's usafencing.org/tryfencing.